Hello, the Scribe Minister, the Prophetess, the Finished Work of Christ, episode 69. And we're going for our golden scripture, 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved. If you keep in memory, keep the focus on what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. No, that is what we're doing this, to keep in memory, to keep the focus on the gospel. For I delivered unto you that which I also received, first of all, how that Christ died. First of all, how that Christ died. So the first of all of the gospel, the priority of the gospel is how he died. And when you understand how he died, then you are made. So now here was Christ who had been crucified, and the forces at work were spiritual forces, although we had physical forces there. Men shouting, crucify him, crucify him. Men saying, let his blood be upon our head. Men doing all that they can to have him hanged. When Pilate came and said, no way, crucify him. So out of jealousy they had. But the response of the Christ is so beautiful, that he stood in dignity, in love, and never said, ah, you are nailing me to the cross. I mean, if it was you, a normal human being, you say, you are nailing me to the cross, you wait till when I resurrect. You don't even know that I'll resurrect, isn't it? You think you're killing me. You think you're killing me. And then I die. No, when I resurrect, you are the first person I'll come to you. Hold on, I'll come to you. So when you resurrect, then you appear before the man as he's going to the bathroom. He is pressed and is going to the bathroom to urinate or to wee. Then you appear right in front of his movie. You have to say, hey, are you not the one who crucified me? Are you not the one who nailed me to the cross? Here I am again. So touch it. That's what you did. You wicked man. Christ never did that. This was love in operation. If it was a normal human being, you resurrect, say, Pilate, you be in trouble. Oh. Pilate, oh, trouble don't catch you. You have no idea how trouble is coming to you. The wahala you have brought on yourself. You think you this crown you wear forever. So when you resurrect, then you come to Pilate. Pilate is on his balcony, looking out. Then you come and say, Pilate, you stand behind him, say, Pilate. He turns around, horrified, Son of God, I beg you. Say, hey, Pilate. You washed your hands. You washed your hands when I needed you. What did you do? You washed your hands, eh? Let me give you more water to wash your hands. Let me give you more water to wash your hands. It's like drama. It's like Nigerian movie. Oh, no. Jesus did nothing like that. Had no intention of doing that. No. This one was love in operation. Yes, the Roman soldiers were nailing him, but it was not the nails that kept him on the cross. High priest Sanhedrin and the Roman governor, they gave him up, delivered him up, but it was not they who put him there. He came on his own volition. He came because he wanted to be here. What was he doing? To be your substitute. To be your substitute. That is the reason why he came. To be your substitute. Oh, often I say it. Whilst I am at work, when I'm going out, when I am cooking in the kitchen, whatever I'm doing, I say, Jesus is my substitute. Jesus is my substitute. I have a substitute. Oh my God. I have a substitute. He came here to be my substitute. I have a substitute, and it makes a world of difference that we have a substitute who came of his own volition. He came here because he wanted to be here. Why? To be your substitute. What a story of love. What a story. There is no love story than like this. Oh, there is none like this, that he came here to be here, to be your substitute. Oh, do not just wake up in the morning, do what you want to do, and just run off to go and go about your business. No, he was your substitute. Have you said thank you to him today? Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being my substitute. It was not the nail that kept you at the cross. It was not the man who delivered you. You went there out of your own volition because of me. Tell him that. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being my substitute. You were my substitute. I've got a substitute. And sometimes when sickness or anything wants to draw near, shout that I have a substitute. A substitute has already come. I am not going to bear this in my body. I'm not going to suffer these things because I already got a substitute. Oh, you are so blessed. Bless. Keep listening. Bye.